It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, live in Studio 1A with the Austin band Daphne Tunes. Really excited to have the band in Studio 1A. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. And you might recognize some of the voices. We'll talk with a singer and guitarist, Santiago Dicci. He was also in the KUTX Artist of the Month Growl, but he has this other project, Daphne Tunes. And they have a new EP out now, and they have a release show tonight at the Barracuda. So we'll talk all about that in just a moment. But first, let's hear some music. What do y'all want to start out with?
Yeah, we're going to start out with this song of ours that's on the EP. It's called Bagpacking.
All my friends from university, and a girl who said she'd love and always leave the couch made for me. Should throw myself in the end, breathe the trash wind. City light almost every night in the city light in the hard, half the warmth to show of mind to those who couldn't care less about who I've been my entire life. Should I throw myself in their hands? Why should I throw myself in their hands? City light almost every night in the city light in the
A song called Bagpacking by the Austin band Daphne Tunes, right here on KUTX live in Studio 1A. And they've got a release show tonight at the Barracuda alongside Lomelda and New Holland. The new EP sounds really great, guys. It's called Volume 1. And I guess that means maybe a Volume 2 might be on the way soon as well.
Yeah, finishing up writing on a second record at home at least, and then bringing it to the band hopefully pretty soon.
Nice.
And then hopefully finish it in a reasonable amount of time.
Well, I think maybe getting ahead of myself here. Santiago, you are also in the band Growl, former KUTX Artist of the Month, and Daphne Tunes, kind of a different sound for you. So what was the inspiration for kind of starting this project?
Well, I was playing in Growl for about 6 years now. We joined when we were like freshmen at UT, and eventually I started writing stuff that was just different, and I had another band a while back called Random Collectors, and that was with a writing partner of mine that I met in early high school. So both of the bands that I was writing for were very, it felt somewhat old. Not that I ever felt that way about the band themselves, but like it just was, it started in one place and I felt like I've grown into my own in a certain way, the kind of songs that I'd like to write in the long run. And I just had a new sort of feeling for those projects. Mm-hmm. And this one just felt new as well. So here we are.
Here we are. And the songs, they have kind of a loose feel to them. And I'm wondering kind of what the process of writing them were. Was it kind of a, you know, writing them on acoustic guitar, bringing it to the rest of the band? Was it more of the band writing it together? How did that work?
It's definitely a mix. I write a lot of these songs in waves where I write like a bunch of different parts, like maybe like 40 or 50 parts. And then I'll edit those down, sort of mix and match them until I kind of just like Franken-song it. And then I'll sort of tie the lyrics all together with that. So everything is more evocative of like the mood that I was in writing these things rather than like, I'm going to write a song about X. So I bring a lot of that to with an acoustic guitar at home. And then I sort of stitch them together as ideas. And then I bring those to the band, which usually get fleshed out with further melodies that everybody sort of brings in on their own, because we got some really talented players in this band. And then we'll usually polish that off finally in the studio and edit it down.
I mean, that's quite the process. This music sounds so just like lived in and loose and fun, and yet, you know, it takes a while to kind of bring it all together.
Yeah, I definitely aim for an atmosphere to surround the song, for sure.
And speaking of atmosphere, you recorded these at Cacophony Recorders and Good Danny's, is that correct?
Those two, as well as Daniel's house is what he calls it.
Okay.
My buddy Daniel McNeil in his home studio over in Clarksville.
We're kind of blessed in the city with having those kind of incredible studios with that kind of atmosphere vibe to them.
Definitely. All of the places we recorded in were essentially houses turned into studios, but they were professional, so it was wonderful.
And it lends the EP a really nice feel to it. Again, it's called Volume 1. It's by the Austin band Daphne Tunes. They are celebrating the release of the EP with a show tonight at the Barracuda, and I was reading that the show's going to feature live projections and visual collage from Jenny Kay of the Hyper Real Film Club. So what is that about? That sounds really interesting.
It's really cool. Jenny and a couple of her friends run this thing called the Hyper Real Film Club, where they do like avant-garde movie screenings, sometimes concert pairings, or these things called sound baths, where they had one 2 days ago over at Big Medium, I think, where they're going to do like four individual projectionists that do like live collage, both via digital software and actual like overhead projecting, I think, like classic middle school, grade school style. And then they're going to have like ambient bands play and bathe you in sound. So it's supposed to be this like healing hour and a half long thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
So I'm taking the visual aspect. And Jenny is going to be, she's listening to the bands that are playing that night, and she's going to be doing some both live and pre-recorded video collage like with us. So it'll be really fun. I think it'll elevate the mood of the night for sure.
Definitely. And again, that's happening tonight at the Barracuda. Talking with Santiago from the band Daphne Tunes, live in Studio 1A. He's on guitar and vocals. Santiago, do you want to introduce the rest of the band for us?
I'd love to. On bass, we've got Nick Ehrenstein. On drums, we've got Josh Halpern, and on guitar, we've got Peter Schultz.
Live in Studio 1A right now with Daphne Tunes on KUTX. Could y'all play another song? What do y'all want to play?
This is the second track off the EP. It's called All My Life.
All my life, I've been at your door to ask you what you needed from me most. I was only hoping to be there, see ya, help out where I could. All my life I've been honest, at your beck and call, there's anything you want. Seems that I've been haunting you from the garbage.
Song called All My Life by the Austin band Daphne Tunes, right here live in KUTX's Studio 1A. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in and doing this.
Thank you so much for having us.
Sounded really nice, and their debut EP is out now. It's called Volume 1, and as they said earlier, Volume 2 is on its way. But for now, you can go see them tonight at the Barracuda, celebrating this new release with Lomelda and New Holland. And this whole month on KUTX, we are celebrating Austin music. It's Love Austin Music Month, so great opportunity to see some great live music tonight at the Barracuda with Daphne Tunes. They're going to stick around for one more song that we're going to do off air, and then the whole session will be up on our website, kutx.org. And I want to thank today's Studio 1A mixers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, as well as our multimedia crew, making everything look good, Nick Griffith and Andrea Garcia. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Art Levy, your host on Sundays, and this is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
All right, now I'll play that song. Wasting.